He makes a decision that he's going to, for lack of a better word, be soulful in a what could be a soulless place.
That is well put. He made the decision to go back because he could have abandoned everything and just said, "Oh, you know, this is bad. I don't want anything to do with it." But that's not what he did. In spirit, with this whole new attitude of collaboration, of working with people and coming to a place of improving things, of embracing, he actually went back and the attitude was, I want to help people. They may not be perfect. I'm not perfect. So let's work together to create a better situation for everybody, because we can do it together. But we can't do it if we judge and put in rules that are inflexible. And that was the discovery. The discovery was that the corporate rules and systems don't work if you don't give the people within the corporation the power to be able to make decisions and implement those rules according to special circumstance.
How can a person in any business keep your ethics, not get yourself fired, not get yourself scammed, do your company good, do yourself good, do your client? Like, how do you pull all that together?
You know, it's not easy, but once you actually build a foundation, it becomes second nature. And it boils down to understanding what the corporation's business model is, how they make money, understanding why the rules they have in place are in place, and understanding what the consequences of you breaking policies are. That's number one. Number two, it's understanding the business model of the clients, you know, what they're doing, because you don't want to support them if they're going to fail at it, because then you're supporting their failure. So in a lot of cases, it's okay to say to them, I can't fund you, I can't support you. So it boils down to really understanding your environment, understanding the rules, understanding who the people you take care of, all the stakeholders being the shareholders, the execs at the bank, the other employees, the customers, and their customers sometimes. And so once you understand that and you think long-term and you're building a relationship, then no matter what, the company is gonna be farther ahead for it in the long run. But the other element of it is just to go into it asking yourself, how can I help everybody? How can this be a win-win all around? Because it's an equation, and if it's a win for one side and not for the other, something's wrong. That is not sustainable. The reason the banker became a banker was because he wanted to make a difference. He wanted to make a difference in society, he wanted to care his family, he wanted to do the right thing.
Ended up doing the wrong thing for the right reasons.
Exactly. So he ended up becoming part of a machine that, as you put it, was soulless. Okay, corporations don't have souls, they have rules. And he realized in implementing those rules that he had to ignore a lot of the humanity. He was ignoring the humanity until he himself found himself in a situation where he was faced with all these rules, black and white, but he looked at the story that happened behind it and thought, wait a second, it's not black and white. There's a reason why I find myself in this situation. And so if he wanted to go and still be a good son, a good person, to contribute to society, to make the world a better place, he had to learn to collaborate. He had to learn not to judge, but to work with people, that it wasn't always black and white, that an improvement is better than killing a soul. Doing something a little bit better is better than that. Doing one in 10 things a lot better. If you do everything a little bit better, it's a lot better. And so the transition was from it being, hey, you're either right or you're wrong. What you're doing is wrong. You're a bad person. That's the judgment part of it. And because of that, that's it, you're gone. You're no longer entitled to this. You're gonna be in jail. You know, I'm gonna punish you. The banker after transition was, why did you do that? What is it you want to accomplish? Do you understand what's going on here? And that kind of approach, how can we work together? You know, you want that, and here's the people who are going to be affected by it. How can we make sure that positive effect is there and any negative effect is minimized? So it's a collaborative approach. It's working with the customers. It's working with the executives, with the competition, so that maybe they can provide part of the solution and just bring it all together.
Happier guy?
A lot happier, but not easier. Life is not easier by any means. In fact, it was a lot easier when things were black and white, where you had a rule and you could say yes or no and then walk away. And now it's not that simple anymore. And so it's tougher. It's tougher. It's
more really, satisfying?
Yes, absolutely more satisfying. Life is much, much more tastier, a lot more gusto. Relationships much deeper. Meaning in a lot of different, meaning in everything that's done, right? Things aren't done blindly, they're done for a reason. It's just different, it's life.
The book is The Banker Who Saved His Soul. I've been speaking with the author, Baldo Minaudo, and The Banker Who Saved His Soul is published by Metroactive, distributed via Amazon, or you can go to the website, thebankerwhosavedhissoul.com.